Let's go, Capitals. Huge game coming up this weekend, Sunday, 3 o'clock, Madison Square Garden. Joining us now to get ready for the playoffs. That's right, the playoffs. Beck Malenstein. Beck, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Dude, the last time you were on with us, your wife was waiting to have a baby any day.
In the time since,
your life has changed pretty dramatically.
It has changed a little bit. Yeah, we were very fortunate to welcome our little man into the world, and you know, wife and baby are doing great, and it's definitely been a different chapter to the life, but it's been awesome.
Now, dude, I haven't done the math, but little boy came late January, right?
Yeah, January 18th.
January 18th. I bet your guy's record since your son was born is like 15 games over 500. You guys got really hot in the second half of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it probably does line up there. I'm not sure if it quite correlates, but we'll take it.
For the sake of our conversation, it correlates. You've got us. Don't worry.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I appreciate that,
dude. You know, as a younger guy in your NHL career, what was this season like for you? I mean, one, you're in the big leagues pretty much the entire season. And there were various moments where this Caps team was down and out, and you fought all the way back, and now you're headed to Madison Square Garden for the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's whirlwind or roller coaster, probably the only two words you could kind of use to describe it. It was you know, some huge highs. And then, yeah, like you guys mentioned, we had some points in this year where, you know, a lot of people were counting us out, and really just huge, you know, contributions from our team, being able to stick with it, guys staying positive and having that belief in the room. And, you know, I don't think I've ever played that type of hockey at the end of a season where, you know, it's coming down to four teams and minutes of games are starting to matter and decisions and things like that. But it made for an exciting finish, and, you know, awesome that we were the last one standing there when the dust settled.
Have you allowed yourself a chance to look back on the season and look at that first half of the season and then the second half and the things that you all did?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we've had the opportunity to do here with this little bit of downtime before we start revving it up to head into New York City. And just really special, right? You end off that game in Philly, and you could really feel it in the room that there was just a level of gratification for how hard we had worked all year, battled through a lot of adversity, injuries, and things like that, just to give ourselves a chance at the postseason. And I thought it was just an amazing job by, you know, every single guy that stepped into the lineup for us throughout the season, and just made it, you know, a really special moment to share with a group of guys that really sacrificed a lot for each other.
I mean, seriously, the way you guys got in to win the last three, win four of the last five, did you have moments of doubt there? Like maybe after that Sabres game where you just, what are we fighting so hard for if we're going to give ones up like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was probably the biggest thing within our group, is we really didn't allow that kind of stuff to sink in. And, you know, throughout the entire season, we were really good at being able to turn pages quickly. You know, we had some rough games throughout the year that we'd probably want back, and usually we were able to rebound from that and play a pretty good game coming out of it. And I think, you know, us having that little skid right at the end here, we were very fortunate that other teams kind of went through the exact same thing, and we were able to kind of dig our foot into the ground and start pushing forward, and really just took care of business in those last three games to give ourselves a chance.
Talking with Beck Malenstein here from the Washington Capitals, left winger, played in 81 games this year and now gets to play some more starting Sunday. Yep. against the Rangers. Have you allowed yourself to think for a minute, like, oh my God, I'm about to play playoff hockey at the Garden?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's I've only heard amazing things about the atmosphere and stuff there. I don't think it really would have mattered what rink we were playing in. Just having the opportunity to play in the NHL playoffs is something you obviously dream of as a kid, and it's kind of that next tier from just being able to play, right? You check that one off the list, and you obviously want to play for a long time, and you realize really quickly that people don't always get that opportunity, right? You have players that play a lot of years just searching for that chance. And so to be able to get that in my first year is definitely not something I'm going to take for granted. It's going to be an amazing experience, and I'm really looking forward to it.
What are some of the things you're hearing from the veteran players, players that have been in those playoffs and things like that before?
Yeah, we're so fortunate with this team to have, you know, a lot of guys that have had a lot of playoff games and a lot of guys who have Stanley Cup rings as well. And I think the biggest thing that we're hearing from them is just consistency, right? We've been playing playoff hockey for almost 2 months now with how our season's been going and, you know, the importance of us trying to get wins and things like that. And, you know, they've just instilling confidence in our group, right? We've done all the right things to get to this point. We've really had to fight for it and earn it. And if we can kind of continue and carry that mindset here into the postseason, it's going to give us a great chance to win.
Well, and, you know, it's you're matching up against a team that you guys split with this season. So you got to be, regardless of President's Trophies and overall records, like, you played them four times and you won twice. Does that impact your mind, or are you just focused on looking ahead here?
Probably a little bit of both, right? You never want to read into a regular season series too much, but I think when you dove into those four games, they were pretty competitive, right? It's a split series, and you know, two brands of hockey that seem to clash pretty well and create tight games. And yeah, obviously the objective is always going to be look forward. It's a different animal once you get into the playoffs, but I think having a situation like this, you know, we look at this team as a competitive team that we're definitely not going to take lightly, but when you have that experience throughout the regular season, you know it's going to be a great matchup.
But knowing that you've played them, do you have anything that you can remember from some of those earlier games that may help you out in your preparation?
Yeah, you definitely start to become a little more familiar with tendencies, right? You can look at their top guys and understand where they do their damage. You know, they have a solid decor that's mobile, and they have a great goaltender. So they're obviously President's Trophy winners for a reason. But like I said, we can kind of look at how we matched up with them throughout the season, the regular season, and just kind of hit the ground running. You know, we're coming in with that mindset of we got nothing to lose, and we're really, really confident with where our game is right now and going to make for a great series.
Long before your time, but I've seen some President's Trophy winners go out in the first round, man. you talked about the Rangers have a really good goalie. We're talking with Caps left winger Beck Malenstein here in advance of their game one against the Rangers Sunday, 3 o'clock. You talked about the Rangers goalie, but the way Lindgren's been playing is out of this world, man. How does it feel to be on the ice when you know your goalie can stop seemingly anything at any time?
Yeah, I mean, words really can't describe what Chuck's put together kind of down the stretch for us here. He's really had an unbelievable, you know, span of games and the level at which he's been playing at in them. And yeah, it just instills all the confidence, right? And you know that he's going to be there to bail you out. And likewise, you know, we see how hard he works every single day, and that you're willing to put yourself in front of a puck for him, right? That's kind of been the MO of our group all year, that the guys are willing to sacrifice for each other in any given moment. And I think that's what's given us success down the stretch here. So no, he's nothing but amazing things to say for him. Really happy with how, you know, for him, with how he's been playing, and really gives us that confidence in him coming into the postseason.
The first time I know you heard people talking about jumping in front of the puck. The first time you decided to jump in front of the puck and you got hit, what went through your head?
I mean, I don't know. It probably depends on where it hit me. I'm still doing it,
like,
so it must not hurt.
This is not what they said it was.
I know, yeah. I mean, I think at some point I realized it was probably just going to be something that I was going to have to do if I wanted to stay in the lineup, so it started to hurt a little bit less. But some catch you in spots where you know, you wish they wouldn't, and other ones are all right. But, you know, the only time it really hurts is when the goalie comes up to you after. He's like, hey, man, I had that one. You didn't have to block it. I'm like, well, I can't tell that. I've only ever had that happen one time. And I was like, oh, well, that puckered a lot more when I found out I didn't need to, right? So
that is insult to injury right there.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
You talked about Lindgren, and he's an amazing story. He has this like sense of amazing positivity. I remember kind of some of his comments after the trade deadline and some guys were moved, and he said, we're still right in this thing. Obviously great person. How do you feel about that mustache?
Oh, I mean, the man behind the stash, it's crazy. That stash is, I forget what happened. There was one point in the year where it came off, and I think we lost that next game, and he came in the next day, and he was like, it's the stash got me back. I was like, hey, fair enough. No one's questioning you. You keep that thing as long as you need to. Like, yeah, it's pretty impressive. I think it fits his character perfectly too. Like, it's unbelievable. It always brings up some point of conversation at different times. And yeah, no, it's part of who Chuck is, and we love it.
How does the stash work now with the playoff beard? It'll all just kind of, everything is everything at that point, I guess.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I don't really know
the hard hitting questions here on B. Mitch and Finley.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't know what that's going to entail. If we're going to have to let him grow the rest out, or if you just let him stick with it, if he just keeps the stash, I don't think anybody's going to question him.
I got to ask, like, you're a younger man. This playoff beard for you, you think it'll come all the way in? Like, what are you hoping to accomplish with the facial hair?
Oh God, mine's pathetic. I mean, I've had two long stretches. I was fortunate enough to win a championship in junior, and then we won down in the American League last year. And I have a blonde, basically a white blonde mustache that comes down into a thick dark chin, and there is nothing else. So it's entertaining. My wife is always extremely happy when it gets to come off at the end of the year. I wouldn't put it up there to compete for any beard contests or categories, but if the longer it gets, it means we're doing something right. So I'm happy to grow it out.
There you go.
Yeah, man. I shaved today 'cause we got an award dinner for B Mitch, but I will not shave again until there's a parade, hopefully.
Alrighty. Well, yeah, we love it. Ride with us.
I will, man. I will. Thank you very much for the time, brother. Good luck.
Thank you,
congrats again on the baby.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, guys. Always appreciate your time.
Take care.
Beck Malenstein, left winger for the Washington Capitals. Dude, I don't know if it's Carberry or if it's the players they put together, but I just love the positivity, looking ahead attitude of this Caps team.